Coming up, two people have been arrested for vandalizing promotions for a speaker on the University of Iowa campus. And later, experience global flavors this weekend at Coe College. Plus, Caitlin Clark repeats as the Associated Press National Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Welcome to the Friday, April 5th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. First, University of Iowa police have arrested two people on suspicion of stealing and trashing a sign promoting a lecture from Paula Scanlon. On March 25th, University of Iowa student organization Young Americans for Freedom hosted Scanlon, who is a former teammate of the transgender NCAA national champion swimmer Leah Thomas. Scanlon has been speaking across the country about her experience having a transgender teammate. Between March 18th and 22nd, UI police investigated six incidents of vandalism, theft, or property damage involving banners promoting Scanlon's lecture. Young Americans for Freedom UI chapter chairwoman Jasmine Jordan told the Gazette that the banner was attached to the fence of Hubbard Park with zip ties. Jordan said repeatedly the zip ties were cut, and within a couple of days, the first banner was, quote, completely sliced so it couldn't be reattached, end quote. The banner was also crumpled, stomped on, and thrown in the trash, Jordan said. UI police identified several suspects, including a UI academic services coordinator who investigators believe removed a banner off of the Hubbard Park fence and threw it in the trash. While officers haven't arrested that individual, they did charge 20-year-old Wyeth Alexander Platt and 20-year-old Hai Cheng Wen with fifth-degree theft. Both Platt and Wang were seen stealing a sign and throwing it away. The signs belonged to Young Americans for Freedom and were valued at about $200, according to the complaints. UI Campus Safety Chief of Staff and Public Information Officer Haley Bruce said, quote, a criminal charge is merely an accusation and the defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty, end quote. Jordan said that the student organization's posters and promotions seem to be treated differently from others. Jordan said, quote, their posters aren't constantly being taken down. You know, we simply just want the same amount of promotion time as any other student organization, end quote. Next. This weekend, Coe College is celebrating its 50th annual international banquet. Community members are invited to join students and alumni for buffet-style cuisine from 14 countries. The food will be prepared by the college's international students. The free banquet will run from 5:30 to 8:30 Sunday night at Gage Memorial Union. Experience cuisine from Brazil, France, Ghana, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Korea, Lebanon, Liberia, Mexico, Myanmar, Pakistan, Thailand, and Vietnam. Finally, to no Iowa fan's surprise, Caitlin Clark has been named the Associated Press National Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Clark received 35 of the national media panel's 36 votes. Voting was completed prior to the NCAA tournament. Clark is the sixth player to win the award more than once. She's also the fifth player to win in consecutive seasons. AP Coach of the Year Dawn Staley from South Carolina said, quote, she'll leave a legacy of leadership. Caitlin's freshman year, there weren't many people in the stands, but boy, Iowa made up for it, end quote. The Hawkeyes are facing number 10 Connecticut tonight at 8:30 p.m. Check out the Gazette's coverage before, during, and after the game at thegazette.com. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay up to date with the latest news from Eastern Iowa, again, at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.